Let's get this shit show over with.
Dear Chicago.
Dear Chicago. Did you make it?
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago?
How about Chicago?
Hello, everyone.
Hello!
This is episode 695. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
695.
That's your name today. We record out of about said Foul Monkeys, but we record out of Rogers Park in the Chicago area.
We record out of Rogers Park.
Or Warriors Park. We should
do like one of those like masses. At the beating of soul.
No. Oh, like a Catholic mass thing?
Yeah.
And have everyone chant where we like, where we
But
live.
Aren't they speaking pig Latin?
I think mostly it's Latin. I can't really put the pig Latin together right now, but ig pe atenle. I'll have to look that up and see where that term comes from, pig Latin.
Interesting. I don't know.
Okay, let's get into this because we're only doing as long as we need to go.
Oh, so, okay. Wow.
So, and no more than 30 minutes, people.
Okay.
This is free. This is free. Like, what more do can we say?
What more can you say?
It's Wednesday. We hardly ever record during a weekday.
No, I
but
know.
But bitches are busy. Bitches are
bitches
busy.
Are busy.
We'll probably change in the winter when we're like, we ain't fucking leaving our house. So, all right. We were talking about RuPaul's Drag Race in the last show. And then yes. We're like, oh, no, we're going to go to looking. And then we're going to go to, what was the other topic?
Shit, I don't remember. Isn't that kind of like a bamboozle?
Oh. Well, it was another. Oh, crafting. Craft
yes,
shop.
Yes.
Woo! I had to bring it down. I had to download it from my iCloud.
Yes, because your eye is starting to look a little cloudy. Right.
That's because I'm
glaucoma.
Teepee-teeps.
All right. So
twinsies.
Still sharing the brain since 1995.
Looking
the movie. What did you? Since it's the thing that's the furthest away. Did you watched it? I'm assuming
I watched it.
What did you think?
I have to say, it wasn't enough to finish the story, and it happened quickly. So I kind of.
What do you mean if it happened quickly? Like the movie, like it was too fast. It seemed
like
too
I
fast.
I needed another series, to be honest. I could not, like, it kind of made me sad that it was only an hour and a half or however long.
You do realize that hour and a half was probably about four of episodes. So it would have been over anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to need eight.
Right.
But I don't know. I did feel that. Augustine. I liked his character. Him getting married. Although I thought the show was supposed to be like 5 or 10 years after the series stopped, you know.
Yeah.
But apparently it was only a year. So he was only gone for a year.
Yes.
I kind of felt like Dominic and Doris didn't have the relationship I wanted them to have.
Well,
and it made me kind of sad because those were my favorite characters on that show.
Okay.
And Doris was my favorite character.
Doris, yeah. Doris, 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 Doris.
And then what's his face? The lead guy. I kind of feel he got what he wanted and shouldn't have because he was an asshole. And I loved Richie and I don't like him being abused.
Abused. Oh, when he was a kid?
No, like when they were like going to the wedding and then he was like an asshole to him. and just he could never make the choice between him and the boss. And he always made the wrong choice. Not Richie. What's the main character's name?
I don't. Here, I'll look it up. Wait.
It was Dom, August, Doris. I can't remember. Richie, Patrick.
Patrick is the main lead.
Yeah. Patrick always made the wrong choice. And he kind of deserved, like, all the attitude he got.
Oh my god. Okay, so I'm gonna go on the backwards a little bit, because that interaction between him and what was his name, Kevin, that entire scene,
it's awkward,
was so sad to me, and it was just so hard to watch, because it was just like, oh my god, like, this is, I really felt like, I really, really felt that those two, that scene, that entire scene from start to finish, was the most realistic scene. And it there was just something so, like, there was something so real about it. And, like, it, I know that sometimes things don't happen that way in real life, but it just seemed like they came from such a real place. And, I mean, I was bawling watching that scene, because, well, it was so hard.
Patrick, what he needed to hear, though. I mean, on, I mean, he was an asshole.
No, he told him what he needed to tell him too. Like, it was like, that's sort of going off of that. That was the interesting thing, is that it was what he needed to hear, but it was also what Kevin needed to say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the fact that he, you know, like, when he starts sort of tearing up and telling him that he loved him and that you didn't even give him a chance. That it was just like, oh my god, this is like, this is real.
And it was like the saddest moment of the whole thing is when they were leaving each other and,
oh,
Kevin,
my god,
kissed him and told him bye. I was like,
like, it was sort of redemption for Kevin in a sense, because I feel kind of like in the series and in leading up to the movie, you know, he was sort of portrayed like this asshole because he had a boyfriend and then he cheated on him with, you know, with
Patrick,
and, you know, and then left his husband or his, you know, his boyfriend for Patrick. But it was redemption because it almost seemed to sort of come full circle in the sense of, like, you know, he realized himself that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And even though he did love Patrick, that really what he needed to realize is that he really did love his boyfriend.
You know, and why then, the grass is greener always on the other side? Because it's a lot shittier than your life. There's a lot more shit in the ground that makes it green.
That's why it's always greener. I just felt like that was, to me, that entire scene was, wow. I mean, I was crying that entire scene. Like, that scene just was like, and like I said, I feel like.
And then when he offered him the job, like, to get him a job so he can move back to San Francisco.
So that was kind of like, that's why I feel like for him, I think for Kevin's character, I felt like that was redemption, because I think for a lot of the series, people hated him so much because of what he was doing. And even though in actuality, I think a lot of people really hated Patrick because of what he was, how he won, because what he was doing to Richie. But then because he really didn't know what he wanted. Mm-hmm. And so I think,
which was annoying to me.
Oh my god, it was so annoying. But that's real life. Like, life is not as easy.
Did you think the weird scene was when him and Dominic were in the bed together? That was so strange to me.
I mean, I don't think it was really strange. I think there was no context leading up to that, I think, a little bit, maybe. Mm-hmm. It just kind of seemed like it was really, it was sort of like, I felt like the directors and the writers wanted to make sure that there was some explanation as to why those two never got together. And that was their moment. Like, you know, they were kind of drunk. They're laying in bed talking since they've been best friends or whatever.
But they've hooked up prior to that.
Like when they first met. Yeah. So it was really interesting. I mean,
because, you know, that's how we do.
Right. Because we hook up first, then friends later.
That's how we find friends. It's our friend finder.
It's not a very good friend finder for me, by the way. But,
well,
not working. But I just thought, like, you know, I just, It was just very interesting to me. I thought that Dom and Doris's relationship, I just kind of felt like it was left really unsettled.
It like fell apart, and there, you don't know what happened in that year between them. Like,
right, there wasn't there's like enough snippets, explanation. But there wasn't an right. There wasn't an in-depth explanation as to what led them to be so distant from each other.
Well, their fight, of course, but like they kind of felt so distant in the show, and then towards the end, it was just like they kind of. Like they're
no,
all together,
at the
but
end, at the end, it was just I. If I remember correctly, at the end, it was kind of decided that that's what they needed to do to be able to grow. In
no, that was at the end of the regular season, but in the movie, like at the end of the show, they were all together as a group. Like
yeah,
you know,
right.
So it's kind of like, well, we don't know what happened between them two, and now they're just like best friends again. But I guess that does happen in real
I mean,
life,
I don't think it were, I don't think they ever stopped being best friends. Well, first of all, I think, you know, as I get older, the term best friend to me is very juvenile. I don't really.
But you use besties like 24/7.
Oh my God, because you're my bestie. But I just because I think as, you know, as you get older and you're, you know, you're gay, you start to realize that, you know, it's you're really close friends are your family, and
you start fitting into your yeah.
And so I think that sort of starts to deviate, that starts to go away, that sentiment, and you don't really have a best friend per se. You have a family, you have your tribe, you have a crew. And I think that's probably what had happened with them. Like they just stopped, you know, they took a time out really to live their lives and really discover who they were without each other. You know, sometimes I feel like that with a certain somebody, and, you know, we're not on speaking terms right now, and we haven't for almost, like, legitimately, we haven't been on speaking terms for about a year. We've kind of communicated throughout the year, this last year, but, you know, I just think that that's just what happens. You know, you get to a moment in your life where sometimes you just have to be like, look, I appreciate you, I love you, but right now we are on very different playing fields and we're not connecting, you know, and you need to take time. I need to give you your space to do what you need to do to get yourself in a, you know, in a healthier.
I think I gave you that advice.
No. And then you didn't, but nice try. And then and at the
video.
Same time. And in the
we
same time,
video about it.
About what?
In the car.
About what?
About friendship and how sometimes you have
oh,
to let
that your was
go.
When we were talking about Sergio. My friend Sergio. Well, oh. That was like one of our first ones. I was not even. But you know, it
still
I just,
applies.
Oh God, shut up.
I mean,
always
just
trying
admit
to take
that I said
always take
trying
to
help. I mean,
I did. I just acknowledged it.
No.
God, this bitch wants me to build her, make her
we're
a cake and shit.
We're almost 15 minutes, so wrap it up so we can start talking about the crafting thing.
Oh, yes. Anyways, so, you know, I think that I think that's kind of what the same thing that happened with those two characters. At least that's what I would like to believe. The Augustine and what's-his-face's storyline, you know, it was what it was. I knew that was going to play out the way it did. And it was cute. It was very unconventional. It was kind of a little weird, but that's who they were. I didn't really care so much about their storyline.
The boyfriend of Richie. And
when he lost his shit. That was another moment that I thought it needed to happen. And it the way that it went down.
But not to Richie. It wasn't fair to Richie.
How so?
I don't think Richie deserved to be treated like shit by that guy. I think a lot of it just... Well, I think most of it was towards Patrick. But he was kind of treating Richie really shitty.
Because I think he always knew that Richie was not as invested as he thought he was. And I'm sorry, but to me...
That's also like his fault too. I mean, you can't blame that all on one person.
No. But I think that he kind of deserved what he got a little bit from him. Because I think that, like I just said, I think he always knew...
He was an asshole though. I mean, can you do it sober, please?
Well...
I mean,
Patrick didn't do it sober the last time.
Oh, he sure did. And he did it on a karaoke machine.
I know. Ooh. That was a scene. I think we've all been there at some point or another.
I mean, who doesn't have a karaoke machine at a party?
Right.
Who
and
doesn't
then has a meltdown,
like a
in,
meltdown
in the middle
on a chair. Who doesn't?
I know a lot of people that have done that.
Who doesn't go into a closet and just cry?
Just cries.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I just thought that that was all what needed to happen, and I just felt like I almost, to some degree, did not want Richie and Patrick to get together. Like I wanted them not to. I wanted Richie to sort of stand his ground and be like, "Look, you lost your opportunity."
I wanted Richie to be happy, but not with Patrick or that other guy.
Is some small part of me wanted Patrick to be a little miserable. And I know that sounds
because he's a miserable person.
And I know that sounds really horrible because, like, I don't ever really want people to be miserable. There's a few, but I don't want everybody to be miserable. I prefer people to be on the happier side.
Ew! You choked on your own verp. That's gross. That's so gross.
Oh my god! It was just air.
No, that sounded chunky. That's why you choked on it.
Just hit that.
We
like,
love a chunky joke.
Anyways, I just wanted him to be. I wanted him to hurt a little bit more than he did, because
like he
I felt.
Free.
Yeah, like he just didn't. I mean, I know that the story sort of ended. I don't know if there'll be another part, but it just seems like he got away with it too easily, and he hurt a lot of people. And I just feel like, while yes, he may have been hurting himself, I just don't think that he really felt the same thing they went through.
I just think that Richie, like,
he's so
in
hot.
Real life, just fucking loved Patrick. Like, I mean, when he cried, I cried.
Oh my god! Like, I was like,
it was like Saint Teresa tears coming out, and I was like, oh god, it's so real.
I know when he's straight.
He's being treated like shit. No, he doesn't deserve it. He's Latino. He doesn't deserve it. He needs to be mouth hugged.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Wrong podcast.
Oh, that's on my
other
podcast called Sexy Times with a Z and a Y.
Oh.
And a TH.
So Zagzy Times.
No, Sexy Times. THYMZ.
Oh, like the herbs.
Yeah, but with a Z.
With a Z. Oh my god, I hate you. Anyway,
it's spicy sexy.
I thought I think I would give it a
god,
grade.
We're at 18 minutes. We're
okay,
supposed to go over
I
this.
Know. Overall, I would give it a solid A minus.
Okay.
What would you give it?
Maybe
a solid
a B.
B
plus plus.
Okay, well, that's like an A minus. Yeah.
No, that's like an A. Yeah, A minus. It's
yeah.
A minus.
No, I thought it was good. I mean, I felt closure for the most part. I do want more. I wish there was more of it, because I really feel like the show could have gone in really, really awesome
really
direction.
Good. Like, how does a show like that not get as many years as
Seinfeld? Seinfeld? A show about fucking nothing?
Right. So let me tell you what I want more of.
The crafting show?
It's more crafting. I need all the crafting.
We walked in. Just imagine we walked into the crafting show, and imagine if we had fans that just went, right. And it was like all the fat wristed women just
and
turned
just,
around and were like, oh my god, there's.
We're like walking down that, like, wet bitch. Wet bitch.
Like, oh.
Tell me why we were in line and I had to get poo poo face real quick because the lady that we were next to was a dog breeder.
Oh my god, this
as
stupid
soon
bitch.
As she told me that, I was like,
mind you, the
look,
nicest
you
woman.
And like, you looked over and you're like, like, puts his finger on his lips, like,
the nicest woman.
They were totally nice.
Both of them were very nice. And she was an ethical breeder. She wasn't non ethical.
You charge $1,500 for a dog. I don't think that's ethical.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying, You look, can pay everyone, $65 oh my for God, a dog.
Okay, and I get that.
Donate the rest of the money.
So, like, okay, so I understand that. You can also pay $1,500 for a dog and donate some money, and it'd still be okay.
I'm fine if you do that. you match what you're buying your dog for. I'm sorry, I can't.
I not understand. Validate it. I understand, but let me just tell you that. I bought Kubo for $700.
No.
Okay, and I bought him from a responsible breeder, who his dad was a show dog, so that's the reason why the price was the way it was. I didn't expect to spend that much money because they didn't have a price on the listing. I thought I was going to spend like $300 because I thought it was just, you know, a house that had puppies and was selling them. I found us all this information when I went to go sit and visit Kuba. And a great show dog, by the way, he is, because now he's missing all his teeth. Anyway.
Yeah, and it costs a lot of money
yeah.
to get them out.
Yeah.
So, great.
But with that exception.
But a $65 dog, all their teeth will be in there.
Not all the time. You know, this is a thing. You got really lucky with your dogs, okay? Your dogs are healthy. They're, for the most part, there's nothing seemingly wrong with them. You got lucky. A lot of times when you go to these breeders, or not these breeders, these places to adopt a dog, not all of them are healthy. A lot of times, and I'm not saying that these dogs do not need
you
to
watch
be,
your words.
These dogs do not need to be adopted. I just think that sometimes certain people, while yes, they may be able to afford a $700 dog, they cannot afford a dog that is being rescued but has medical problems, because that's going to be a lot more expensive.
But you know that the animal is going to have medical issues when you adopt them.
Yes, so, and I understand that. But sometimes that can be an issue for people. And so I think adopting a dog, I think for me, I know how picky I am. I know how picky I am. If I were to go to adopt a dog, I would probably look over a lot of dogs, especially if they have medical issues, because I can't afford to, you know, attend to those issues, at least not ones that are severe. If they're deaf and that's the only thing they have, that's different. If they're mm-hmm. missing one leg and that's the only thing they have.
But breeders that have deaf dogs, in most cases, have them put to sleep.
I have no
ethical
control over that.
Ones. I know, but I'm just saying.
Well, first, I don't know about that. That's
true.
Not
if there's,
that's not
if there's
true,
anything wrong
them.
With a dog that is not going to sell.
That
they
I
will.
Don't think that's true. I don't think
say
that's
all
true.
Of them. Most of them.
I think that if you're an ethical breeder, no matter what, your dog is going to sell. May not sell for $1,500, but your dog is going to sell, because just because they came out with the deformity of, or something wrong like being deaf, that's not something that they can help. So why would you put, I don't think they would put them down, especially if you're an ethical breeder. I don't think you would put them down.
People put animals down all the time for no, they catch them on fire.
I
There's
understand.
No reason.
Not all of them are like that. You are very, your view on this is very
small.
Slightly skewed.
It is.
A little bit. And look, I get it. You want to rescue the entire fucking planet of dogs. Fine. More power to you. Not everyone believes that that is something
the
that they can
we
do.
We have so many dogs is because of breeders. If there wasn't so many breeders, like purposely breeding dogs,
right?
The population
and I agree
of dogs
with that.
And cats
and
would be
I,
a lot less.
And I agree with that. However,
although it's been going on for thousands of years, I'm not blaming common times.
However, which I agree with you. I think that if you are a puppy mill of any kind, that you need to be shut down. Like, that's just, you need to be shut down, especially if you're not taking care. If you are taking care of your dogs, making sure that they're healthy, and you breed them and sell them, more power to you, because you know what? At least those animals are being taken care of. And to me, that's not being irresponsible. That's being, you're being a responsible breeder, because you make sure that they're maintaining health and you're selling them. You know what? Us stupid people that want to spend the $700, the $1,500 are the idiots who are buying them. Perfect.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm okay with that, because you know what? I have a beautiful dog that I love absolutely 100%, and I'm fine with that. But not everyone can go and be as lucky as you and find the good dogs that you have.
That's all I'm saying.
Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you couldn't have found other dogs that were just as awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that you specifically chose those two dogs. You still made a choice in that. It wasn't like
right, but
you
I also
went over there and said, I want to get a dog, and they're going to come out and be like, okay, we just have one-legged dogs. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to take that.
What's wrong with that?
But I'm saying, but you had a choice in picking what the
right.
The dog.
It was a hard choice. It's not like I wanted to make a choice. I wish there were zero dogs down there that I could make a choice from.
I mean,
but you know, I just can't, like, $1,500 for a dog when you can go get a dog that is $65, that is a puppy that needs to be loved, just like any other.
Yes, but that's
animal.
Not always the case. That's not always the case.
You can always find an animal at the shelter.
Yes, you can. And sometimes, and there are people out there. I'm not good. I know I'm not going to change your mind. I'm just trying to get you to see the other side of the coin.
I can't.
The other side of the coin is there are people who want specific kind of dog. And yes, while that may sound sad and mean because they don't want to take care of another dog that may, like you said, may need a home, that's their preference. That's their choice. Like, I don't look, if I had the opportunity to get a pit or a Rottweiler because I could provide it for them in the sense of enough room, take them outside, because that's what I would like to do, then I would totally do that. If I had the space, I don't want to have a big dog in a small apartment or a small house, because to me, that's not fair to the dog. That's just my thinking. I'm not going to knock you because that's what you are, what you're doing. You know, you have two big dogs in, you know, a fairly small unit.
How dare you?
In
this
comparison,
10,000 square feet, right?
The building maybe
40 units,
right? Exactly. But you know what I'm saying, like, some people may look at you and be like, well, that's unethical, you have two big ass dogs in a small apartment. How fair is that to them? I wouldn't
associate with a person like that.
Well, first of all, I'm not judging you on that at all, because I think that's awesome. You took those dogs that were nearly seeing their end of their life when you got them. And yeah, okay, maybe the space isn't as big, but they're so fucking super happy. Like, what did I say today?
I am proud of myself that I did not. I interviewed her like. So remember when I said, you know, let me ask you a question. I don't mean to be too personal.
You did.
But, you know, there's some reason.
You came out. I don't know if she picked up on it. I think maybe because she's been probably used to people asking her, you know, because I would assume that if you're a breeder, you probably know that there's going to be some tension from other people. Right. But the way I saw it, I can tell that you were being sort of, I don't want to say judgy, but kind of.
I needed to know more information.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine.
Which I wasn't too
you weren't
bad with
rude.
Her. She seemed nice. She seemed like a nice person. She has 11 of her own dogs. I think that she's probably.
It seems like she's fairly
cool person.
Wealthy enough to take
I
care of all
of them. I kind
of
think that.
I did not like her food choice, I'll tell you that much.
Well.
But. Everyone is different. You know, they all feed themselves. She feeds Fresh Pet, which is good.
What was that? Oh, when she told me how much she paid for the stud dog, I was just like.
Well, remember, it was halved. So it was $1,500 for each person. So it was $3,000. Now.
But this is the thing. This is why I don't like the whole thing. This is why
I don't
like
the prices. I'll tell you
right,
that.
Because they paid $3,000 for this stud dog. It gets a dog pregnant. She has, let's say.
Two or
six
three.
Puppies. Let's just say six.
Okay.
You're making $9,000.
Yeah. Well, 6,000 or whatever, 4,500. What is it? Yeah. Because each of them split it.
Right. Well, yeah, for each other. But that is like, I guess because I volunteered at the animal shelter, I see what an animal shelter could use and needs. And. Right. It's
and
hard
maybe,
for me to, I don't know, I can't.
No, and I see where you're going with that, because I also think to myself, wow, she spent that much money. I wonder if she also donates to shelters to help out with dogs that, you know, because look, if I could find the dog that I was like, look, one of my favorite dogs, and I would really love to have a dog, is a French bulldog. I, first of all,
those are like $8,000.
They're
right?
Super expensive right now because they're very popular. You know, a lot of stars have them, so people want to follow that. Just like when I was purchasing Kubo back in, when I got him, Chihuahuas were really big at that time. Because
of Paris Hilton.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua, Paris Hilton, Brittany.
French Bulldogs, are those the ones that have to have cesareans for their puppies? Because they're not, they don't have like enough room to actually have puppies.
Probably. Naturally. Yeah, because their cervix is very small, I think.
And then even that, I mean, how many times does that mother have a cesarean section for puppies?
Was that fragile? So, like, for example, the lady that we were talking to at the craft show, which we're deviating from the conversation.
We're at 30 fucking minutes now.
You knew this was not going to happen. So, anyway, she did say, though, that she only breeds them once and then doesn't breed them again for, like, a year or two. And 11 of those dogs, 10 of them were females. So she had enough. Here, child. She had enough.
You're a child.
I know. I'm starting to get red. Angry. She, which is good. I mean, I think that's a good thing. And the thing, also, thing that I liked about what she did is that she let it happen naturally. So, like, it wasn't something where they,
her in a crate.
Right. And like,
fuck the shit out of her.
Well, they only had one male that she had, but shared another male. So it was only two males among the 10 females. I want a French bulldog. I really want one because I think they're really cute. But you know what? I can't afford to spend that much money. And it does. And I have looked at, you know, animal shelters to see if I could find one. And unfortunately, a lot of time. So French bulldogs, for example, because of the way their face is structured, they're kind of like bulldogs. They can't. Their nose is sort of pushed in a little bit.
Right?
So they have a lot of breathing issues. That's another reason why I'm like, I could not.
And then also,
I wouldn't be able to afford the healthcare for that dog, because it could be expensive.
Yeah. And I think they're like the number one stolen dog, like, of licensed pedigree dogs.
Yeah. Because they're so popular right now. And even when I'm not saying that I wanted to spend $700 on Koopa. I wish I didn't spend that much money on him. I wish I would have been able to find him in a shelter. I didn't. And I, you know, that was stupid me for not looking a little more. But, you know, when I saw him in the picture, like, I knew right away he was going to be my dog. If I could have, you know, adopted him from the shelter, that would have been awesome. You know, the other thing, too, is that I can't, for me... You know, like, I would prefer a dog that was a puppy versus a dog that was, you know, a little bit older. Not really old, but just a little bit older, because it's almost like you have to sort of adjust to them at first, because, you know, they're in a new environment, they're in a new home, and they need to be, you know, break themselves in, and then they adjust to you. So I don't know how I would deal with that.
Working your animal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now I know a little bit different, but at the time I didn't know much about dogs.
So anyway, enough about putting down people that are breeders and that people that buy.
Oh, girl, you guys should have seen her. She got real red.
It's a touchy subject.
I understand. I get it.
So we're gonna talk about getting to the craft show. we're getting there 3 hours early. This shit is gonna be crazy. We get there and we're like, oh, there's no cars here, so let's go have breakfast. And we get back, and there was a mile-long line of fat-wristed women.
And really, really, like, old straight men and really gay men. Like, right. Super gay. And then and that's not shaming. I'm just saying, there was, like...
There was no, like, in-between.
No, it was very, like, very just, like...
And then the women were.
We were the in between. It's kind of funny. Right. We were the in between. Everybody else that was gay was like the extreme.
But most of the people that were like super gay were the people working at, like, they have businesses.
Yes. And or they're working
trying,
with.
They're trying to get the women in. They're like, oh, right. Hey, girlfriend. Yes. What's up? Right, oh, right. I'm one of you, girl.
Right,
you
know? Right.
But we were kind of like the odd situation. Well, because we're both like fat guys.
Yeah.
And like all the gay people were kind of like skinny.
Twinkie. You know?
And then. Like, when we were in line, people were like, why are you guys here? Are you, like... And we're like, oh, we love to craft. We love to make cards. And I'm like, really?
Oh, my God. You guys are a rarity in this business.
She's like, but you're like, okay.
I know. A lot of them were sort of like, you know, and it's kind of funny because when we were standing in line, one of the women said, she's like, oh, you guys are like, it was when we were trying to pay for Craft Fancy.
Craft Fancy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And she was like, oh, what do you guys do? What are you guys doing here? And at one point I thought, oh, I should just turn around and be like, I'm shopping for my wife. What do you think?
Right. Oh my God, batch. I'm shopping for my batch.
For my batch.
Oh, we did run into a girl that asked us if we were on YouTube.
Yeah, we did.
It was Craft a World. I subscribed to her. We told her to listen to our show, so hopefully she does.
Yeah.
And if she does, like, hey, well, girl, hey, watched girl. A few of your videos.
We don't have any crafting videos just yet. We're potentially working on that. But anyway, so, but they were, the girls were just like, you know, she's, there was like, oh, yeah, she's like, you guys are a rarity. And she's like, it's really, the women here can be really catty and really mean. And I was, and Ricky and I was like, honey, we're gay. It's about the same.
Well, the one lady behind her said, oh, yeah, but they're gay. They just put it out right there and there is no,
right.
It's goes, all at one time.
It's all, she's like, it's right in front of you right there. Bam. It's not like.
But us women, we will make that shit go on for hours.
Which I was just like, yeah, that's very true. You guys do drag it on forever.
So we, I think we
wait. So the show itself, I think, well, it was definitely bigger than the one that we went to in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
It was much larger.
A lot more people there.
A lot more people. A lot more fat-wristed women there. And a lot of people with wheelchairs. Like, not wheelchairs, like, but the motorized wheelchairs. Yeah. Which just, like, smells of diabetes.
Well, you know, some people might have skeletal or muscle issues.
Well, yeah. But then I just, like, I was a little disappointed. Just a little bit. And I just, because I thought, I guess I was expecting this to be, because I knew it was going to be a little bit bigger. I mean, I didn't know how big it was going to be, but I just knew it was going to be a little bit bigger. I was expecting maybe some of our favorite brands were going to be there.
And I think they only go to CHA shows. Like, I think that's the only place they go.
Right. Like, but like, girl, I want to get in there. CHA. I was like, I know. I was like,
but we have to pay a lot of money to get in there.
I know, because it's not open to the public. That's
why I've been working on my blog and stuff, trying to get up all up in the business so I can get up in there for free.
Right.
At a discounted rate.
Right. I not, but not only that, but I think I was kind of also a little disappointed that some of the people don't carry some of the stuff that I think that's a little bit more higher end. If you agree, I don't know. Like, I like, there's, you know, there's a specific couple specific brands that we like. I know we like Lawn Fawn. That's our favorite. It's pretty much our number one. Mama Elephant.
My favorite things. Concord and Ninth.
Neat and Tangle for me. I know. I don't know if you have a few of their things. Anything. I thought you.
Oh, I do, but from Catherine Pooler's designs.
Yeah, so I think you do have a few things. Their stuff is really, it's cool and it's good. It's just they're not, their presence isn't really like out there yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they're probably a newer company. Also, like Sweet Stamp.
Sweet Stamp Shop.
Yeah, Sweet Stamp Shop. So, like, those are kind of, like, the favorite brands, I think, for most crafters. But we did come across...
Some damage. I mean, wow. I mean, there was some shit there I liked, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was...
I can't even put it away.
Mine is still sitting in my bag. Mine is still sitting in my bag. Also, too, like, it's really difficult to pay attention to one of their demonstrations they're doing because there's so many people... It's kind of loud, and the setup kind of sucks. Like, I feel like it should be a little bit easier do you think that they should do it more where it's like all the vendors are against the wall, and then you can do this?
Yeah. Kind of like a school fair.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be better? Because I feel like, and then have maybe in the middle have the crafting, mm-hmm. like,
the crafting stuff,
like, yeah, where tables. You can go and sit in whatever chair, because I feel like that would one, make it a little bit more roomier. Two, it would be a little bit better for like the flow of traffic, because oh my God, it was so packed, and it was just,
I think,
like,
that whole showroom needed to be all vendors, and then have all the tables for the crafting stuff in a completely different ballroom.
Yeah, I agree. To give more space for walking and stuff. But yeah, I think it was, I mean, I wanted to buy everything.
Nobody there brought their kids, though. Did you see any Turin?
No,
I saw no Turin. Those women were like, no, ma'am, this is my girls' weekend.
Right. This is my time with my fat-wristed mamas. I didn't do too bad. I think I held back a lot in comparison to the last time. I think in this...
Well, we also have more stuff coming.
I know. Whoa! And it arrived either... What was it arriving today, right?
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we have a lot. I think... Well, I have a lot of product coming. I damn near bought...
The whole
I think I bought about 75% of the new Lawn Fawn release. I was checking out all the stuff I have, and I there's very little that I did not buy from this release. But so I'm more...
You need to get into making some cards.
I know.
You need to get your money.
I know. But it's, you know, it's really difficult in my current situation, so I'm trying to change that.
Speaking of making cards.
Yes. Yes, bitch.
I'm going to go see my spirit mom again in October.
Oh, I know. That's so exciting. Excited. When in October?
October 8th. Through the 17th.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited. Cannot wait to see her again.
Yay.
And she's excited too.
Of course she is.
And then it's funny because I go to work on the 18th. No, I go back to work. Yeah, on the 18th and 19th and then leave on the 20th to Florida.
For how long is that?
5 days. My coworker were like, why are you even coming to work? And I'm like, I'm not taking 2 weeks off. I need 2 days to like sort some emails. Because my company... No matter if you have your out of office on, still continues to send you email the whole time.
Oh, that's just bullshit.
And I'm actually going to log out. I'm going to log out of my work email off my phone while I'm gone. I'm not going to have it up. Look, I just got a work email.
I get emails all the time. I'm
going to see Spirit Mom and then going to go see... Gigi and my friend Samantha and all my Florida peeps. And then in November, I'll probably head down to Virginia for Thanksgiving.
Nice. So, how long are you going to be down there for?
Probably a week.
Well, that's going to be you and Tony?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what his schedule is going to be like. So, all right. We're at 45 minutes. We got to go. You did this shit on purpose. I know you did. You're like, let's get Ricky wound up about some breeders.
That I did
let's
not
because
I
Ricky wound up some, that, about some dog breeders.
That, let me just tell you, that is my least conversation to have with you. My least favorite conversation to have with you.
Because it always ends the same way.
But you have to understand.
Of me being right.
No, fuck you. One. No, it's just we have very different views on it. While I respect your view and I agree with all of it, I don't necessarily
I don't think people that do it are stupid. I think they're just inconsiderate. That's all I have to say to the animal population. So good night. We love you, no matter if you breed or not. Whatever. Good night.
Breed responsibly.
Right.
Oh,
follow
by the
your
way,
barker shit.
Okay, by the way, just before we leave, just a little 5-second story. So I started prep on Monday. Let me just tell you, I've been shitting my fucking brains out these last couple of days. Yeah. Oh. It's been, you know, because that's what a side effect is.
Okay. So five more minutes.
Yeah, like what's 5 more minutes?
I want to talk about the show that we've been watching on, it's a British show called Black Mirror. Have you seen it?
I've been wanting to watch it because I heard it's really interesting. And then I've seen your post.
It makes me not ever want. I'm so glad that I'm not going to be alive during a super advanced technological age. Like, so happy.
Well, what does that mean? I don't know. Well, like, what's the premise of the show, I guess?
So it's about how technology in the future, or for humans, kind of like ruins us.
Uh-huh.
And it's like every episode is a different show about a different story. They're not related. So no matter what, when you pick up, you can watch the show and it's like watching a totally different show the next time.
Interesting. So kind of like, what's that other show? Sense8?
Yeah, but that's not so much technology.
No, no, no. Meaning, but that, oh, like, it seems like every episode was very different. No, but
those are all tied together. Like, these are different characters on different episodes. Like, they're not related. They're not the same actors on every
show. But they don't. But how's this? There's no story that weaves them together.
Right.
Oh, okay. Got
that
it.
I know of. I've watched the first season. There's not.
Oh, but okay. Let's say, well, that's
just an example. One of them is an episode of where this technology exists where you can put this like little grain chip behind your ear.
Uh-huh.
And then while you have it in, anything that you see, experience, whatever, you can rewind and rewatch it again.
Oh, no, I don't want to
keep rewinding far back as you can remember. It's basically your memory. So you don't hold memories because you have something that holds it for you, right?
That's so weird.
The weird thing is, and how it breaks down the humans, is like when people are like, let's say, having sex with each other, they're not thinking of each other. They're going back and rewinding to different times they had with other people.
That's so weird.
There are people are obsessed with watching other people's, they're called redos. Like watching other people's redos, and then other companies are trying to steal like redos from people. But there's people that have them and people that don't, that choose not to have them. But like, you see where this one person becomes super obsessed with like people lying to him, and he's trying to figure out why they're lying or what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not like, there's no way to enjoy it for him. It's always a compulsive redo. I can go back and watch an interview I did, you know.
No.
But it's really weird shit like that. That it's like, it made me, every time I watched one, it made me so uncomfortable because we're like just on that cusp of that kind of thing happening.
Right.
You know, because other shows aren't that advanced. Like other shows may be like 20 years out from our time with technology. Right. So one of them had to do with reality shows and, you know, technology. It's really... Actually,
I'll have to
two
watch
of
it.
Them. Two of them. It's really good.
I have you to guys watch it. It out.
All right. So now we really got to go.
Yes, because I got to go home.
My name is Ricky Burton.
And my name is
Romero.
Roro.
You stole the first two letters of my hyphenated second last name.
Hmm. Those are, oddly enough, the first two letters of both my names.
Oh. Well, not my problem.
Roro. Anyways. Until next time, you're lucky you got two shows.
This is Ricky.
And this is Roro.
It is hot in here.
It is a little hot in here.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces. Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl
champ. And Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.